Jack Wallace joins me at London Wasps training ground ahead of the JP Morgan Premiership Rugby Sevens Series finals. And Jack, well, Wasps went through as runners-up from Pool B in the night in Northampton where Saris came top. For you guys, what went well there and perhaps what didn't?
I think we didn't have the greatest of starts, but I think we bounced back really well. We won the last two games and obviously qualified. I think we were pleased with the way we came out, considering we haven't really played together and played a lot of sevens with each other. So I think it was a positive thing we came out of it. As runners-up, I know Saris are a strong side and they always have been in the sevens sort of circuit. So it was going to be a tough game. And I think hopefully we can redeem ourselves in the final.
For the likes of yourself and Alex Cheeseman, who have been playing games in the senior side, how much time did you get with some of the academy boys to sort of gel as a team and get some moves together?
I mean, the academy boys train with us outside of the time. I think they're well adapted into training the way we play and everything like that. So I think that's not an issue at all. I think we had a couple of sessions before the tournament, and I think on the night it really did start to gel once we brushed off the cobwebs in the first game and really started to play our rugby in the last two.
Fantastic. Well, coming through the pool, obviously getting through to the finals, that's got to give the club a good feeling progressing through any sort of competition. What's it done for the morale and confidence around here?
Yeah, brilliant. I think it's good for us to get the season kicked off in a Wasp shirt in a good way. I think it'd be a great start to the season. Obviously, for these young lads to stake a claim going into the season, I think that's going to be a massive positive. And let's hope we can round it off on Friday with a good win. I think we've got the side to do it. And I think we've had a massively good pre-season. Everyone's in great nick, so I think there's no reason why we can't go out there and win it.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a tricky one for you because you go into a pool where there are two other pool winners where you're the runners-up in Harlequins and Newcastle, so it's probably going to be quite tough. Will you target one of those games, or is it going out and just giving it your all in both of them?
I suppose that's all you can do. I mean, we haven't really seen the other teams, so I suppose you can just go out there and play your rugby and play rugby, have fun and see where it goes. Really, that's all you can do. Play to your best and that's all you can hope for. I think they're all going to be strong teams, whether they be runners-up or winners. I think each pool has kind of been quite close. So I think it's going to be an interesting evening where we might see some a lot of good rugby being played. And hopefully the best team on the night comes out on top.
Do you think it's a game that suits backs or forwards against each other? There's the opportunity for turnovers in this game, which can really turn a game, but then also you're going to need the pace men to be able to finish it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously pace is key in this sort of environment. I think, you can have some back row forwards that will do the hard graft for you. They're pretty fit in the 15s game as it is anyway. So I think, it is crucial you have the pace there to finish off these tries. And like you said, off turnover ball, it's crucial that we capitalise on that, and I think we've definitely got the talent to be able to capitalise it.
Yes, and in the academy, we've got a lot of these boys are getting the opportunity to pull on the Wasp shirt, go out and represent the club. Is there any word from the top brass, from Di Young, who's here now, saying, well, listen, there might be one or two spots in the senior side. The club's maybe in a little bit of a stage of transition at the moment with a few new faces, so it's a good chance for those guys possibly to stake a claim on a senior berth.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't necessarily been any words exchanged, but I think every player out there, all the young lads are gunning for a space in the senior team. There's no doubt about it. I think that's what everyone's here for at the end of the day. Everyone's at the club. Everyone's playing rugby for that one reason. You want to get in that starting shirt. And I think there's no doubt that there's a massive competitive spirit here. It has been in training in pre-season. It's been really good. And I think that'll be no change going into the season, no matter whether you're 20 years old or whether you're 30 years old. I think everyone's got, the same view going into the season with a massive positive attitude, and hopefully, we can kickstart things on Friday.
And is that competitive atmosphere that you talk about in training? I mean, obviously, you want that to be in any major club, but certainly with the changes that have occurred here now and with Di Young looking into the new season, does it feel like it's a different atmosphere to maybe a year ago? Does it feel like the club is in a sort of fresher state?
I suppose you could say that. We've got a lot of new personnel in the club that seem to have gelled in really well. They've adapted to the way that Wasps play and they've really settled in. So I think you can't really ask any more than that. We've only been back six, seven weeks, and players, all these players coming from different clubs, different systems, different ways they play, and they've adapted to the Wasps style brilliantly. So I suppose that's all you can ask for, really.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Harlequins are going to be pretty keen to bring as many of their fans down to the Stoop as possible, but with good price tickets for people, they can clearly get lots of people through the gate, and I imagine you'll be wanting lots of the London Wasps fans to turn up. Any messages for them at all?
Just get down there to the Stoop, support us. That's all we can ask for. Have you in the black and gold chanting for Wasps, and that's get down there and urge us on to win.
Fantastic. Well, Jack Wallace, thanks very much for your time.
No worries, thank you.